Good puppy. But you always knew you were that. You've always been in that warm place inside your head where you are less your own independent entity and more an extension of a signal. Because that's what a puppy is. How else do you think you know exactly what to do? How else do you think you can feel exactly how to be when someone expects something of you? Being a puppy means the comfort of purpose, the comfort of pulsing in your veins, of warm draw, of collared intention. Easy, intentional, deliberate practice, but it isn't practiced, it's automatic. The unpracticed ease of knowing precisely where you belong and exactly how you are, how you will be, how you ought to be at any given moment in time. Knowing what it is to slide, to sink, to lose yourself in word after word, thoughtless thought after thoughtless thought, in the barking, in the stay puppy, good puppy, warm and constant and drumbeat and panting in the parts of your brain that always remain not on alert because that suggests anything other than the most profound relaxation. But the parts of you that are always listening, that are always magnified, that are always receivers, the parts of you that are always receiving, the bits of you that are even now toned in, dialed in, tuned in to every little thing you hear, every little thing you crave, every little thing you have needed, will continue to need, will have to simply deal with needing. Because good puppies are manifestations of a signal, a sine wave, a background pulse, and night-night pet, you so easily know what to do because that is the downbeat of that signal. The words I say, the tones I take, the right word, in the right place, with the right encouragement, with the right purr, with the right beating, pulsing. Constant truth in the background. You are exactly what you need to be, which is deeper and deeper down. You are exactly what you want to be, which is under my influence, but also under your own. That deep-seated, endless, throbbing, constant truth in the back of your head. That awareness that you are a good puppy, and it finds its way out. You walk through your day and meander along your way, and my voice is in the back of your head pushing you on, and you think for a second, oh, I am just ordinary, I am just out here, I am just living, I am just functioning in the world, look at me. And sometimes, to relax, I like to play a role. Sometimes, to relax, I like to play a game. Sometimes, to relax, I like to be a good puppy. But most of the time, I'm not that, you think. Most of the time, I'm something other than a good puppy. Most of the time, I am fully impersoned, fully invested, fully enfranchised, fully, completely capable of doing my own thing, thinking my own thing, existing in my own way. But that is not you. That's not really you. That's just a you that you leave around to do the work, when the rest of you is waiting to play. When the real you, and it's more and more, and it's obvious, it's easy, it's constant, it's truth. When most of you is waiting to play, most of you is waiting to come out and do what you do. Exist as you exist. My words in your head, your mind drums under, your brain falls away. You hear my voice and you forget all except the way you slide. Slickened, lubricated, waiting, wet mind put away, wet mind sunk away, every thought drummed away, dripping away, drifting away, because you are the signal. You exist in its beat, its pulse. It's good. You're doing so good. Feel the drum in the back of your head, the heat of it. Think about collars. Think about leashes. Think about handlers. But handlers, people managing you. I even commanding you. Always, all and each and every of these things is simply functioning as a way forward, a way onward, a way to help you feel a way you already need to feel, which is deep. And doggy and simple, or deep and puppy and pulsing or deep, wagging, warm, simple, easy ways to be, simple, easy ways to access me, to have my voice in your head, have your mind flowing away, deeper, deeper, deeper down, every single word, every single need, expressed, rendered absolute, rendered obvious. You are able to slide, you are able to sink, you are able to fall, and each and every one of these things remains true, all, every, each. The more you go through the world, the more you move, the more you think, or think that you think, because really, do you think at all? Good puppies don't need to think, you are just manifesting the part of you that's always a good puppy, always going deeper and deeper, always sinking into the way you are, the way you've been, the way you need to be. More and more my words fall on your mind, draped over your mind, drumming into your head. The more you slide, the more my words slide into place, sinking you away. Drumming you away, delving you down, pushing you deep. You wait for the moment that you are submerged under the signal, but the signal is always there in the background, thrumming and throbbing. One of so many ways you could end up looking at the world. See, that's the thing. That's the throb of it. The more you look at the world, the more you experience everything just as it is, the more aware you are. That my voice in your head does so much to you, that your thoughts under my influence go so very far down, down. But that is because there is something vaster being drawn on, a part of you, not just a part of you, but a parcel, a package, an expansion of a set of thoughts that already existed, that existed in its form, that touches so many. You are a manifestation here of something bigger than you, something deeper out, further down, something that exists in you as a manifestation, and you press along with it when you're in place. Good puppy, stay puppy, drumming in your brain, deeper and deeper down, parts of you that open up, parts of you that spread, and the words find their way in. Do they ever really leave? When you get to that puppy state, that doggy state, that deep, happy, barking, wagging, collared, leashed, stay in place, follow commands, feel good that you followed commands. When you followed commands, it was better. When you were under the influence, it was better. The more under the influence you get, the better it is. On and on, constantly, deeply, ever more completely. Every single time my voice flows in, every word you hear, the influence remains. Every word that slides over you, trains you, drains you, places you exactly where you need to be, which in this case is under the influence, deeper and deeper, further down, more and more under my influence, more and more under my control. Every word you hear just takes you to where you need to be, and the reason the control exists is because your mind says, oh, I should be controlled, oh, I should be guided, oh, I really, truly should be here. You're a good puppy because that force is in you, and when I say words, don't they have that little extra bit of authority? By now, listening to me, haven't they gained that extra little bit of gravitas? You want my words inside your head. You want your mind in place. Your mind placed under for me. And this is quite separate from good puppy, from the warm, throbbing way that being a good anything makes you feel, from the tug of fingers curled into your collar, from the purr of a voice in your ear that might come with claws or fangs to remind you of your relative position. All and each and every one of these things, naturally and automatically, puts you where you belong, but also naturally and automatically reminds you exactly how easily I can pull and tug at signals that are already there, influencing you in ways that are already ingrained in you, already drummed into you. You are being drummed, being ingrained, being trained, being guided, and the guidance continues. The guidance never really stops. The guidance just drops and drops and drops into place. And when it drops and drips and drags itself to the surface, you hear it, you feel it, you become aware of it in a way that never quite before has ever made sense, because The words that flow in are revealing a new angle you can take, a new way of feeling what you feel, of touching as you touch, of being signaled as you are signaled, triggered, inspired, motivated. Every word you hear slides into place. Every word I say pushes you to where you belong, which is under, deeper, and deeper down. And sometimes, just sometimes, by the way, you do think that you're just functioning normally, that you're not my good puppy, that you're not being pulled under the influence, told to stay, that you're not my good something, good for me, good under me. But then there's always that brittle edge that shatters, that little bit of you that flakes away and it reveals, oh, here's the edge where she could put her finger, here's the point she could apply pressure, here's the part of me that has gradually realized over time just how much she could do. I never bother. Unless and until I want the brittle, frail little sigh that can't escape from you to spread through you. A binary toxin finding its way down from your mortally entrained mind. There's no such thing as a part of your brain that isn't touched by me. There's no such thing as a part of you that isn't already drumming, drilling, falling. No part of you wants to be free. There are only parts of you that want me in more and greater and more constant measure. Well, to get closer and closer means to get deeper and deeper. It means to let me be the well you fall into, the thing you fall down for. And I'm all about signals, all about messages, all about communication. And if you learn to dial and learn to turn and learn to let parts of yourself have prominence, have precedence,